When is life worth something? When is one life worth something? How do you measure life, by the way? For some, they define it as a quality. If you don't have a certain quality, then you don't have life. Others would say, well, life is good as long as it is painless. How many of you have had pain in your life? Only a few of you. If you haven't raised your hand yet, you're going to have pain before it's over. Okay? Well, life is only good if it's profitable. No, life is good if it's happy. How do you define life? Is life worth saving? When I was a boy, they put trained, certified lifeguards on the New Jersey beaches in case any of us kids drowned, and they would run out and rescue us because a life is important. Is there a point when a life is forgotten? Do we ever reach the point where we say, forget about that person? They can't contribute to society anymore. So is life defined by contribution? When the human race gets to the place where they become the decision makers about the worth and the value of life, it must be the church that steps to the front and says this: if someone is in ultimate pain and suffering and the horror of disease and difficulty in the physical body, might that disease and sickness and problem be less than eternal separation from God? Oh, Pastor, now you're getting a little bit too technical here. No, I'm serious with you. I'm very serious. It needs to be understood, ladies and gentlemen, that unless we can validate that someone is a born-again believer in Christ, and they know Jesus as their Savior, it just might be the very culture that we're living in that we're deciding to send people into eternity without Christ. It's not a very good quality of life, Pastor. I understand that. But tell me, life outside of this world, separated from God, is a worse quality, is it not? I'm asking you this simple, very important question this morning. Could it be that our culture is in the business now of sending someone's life into eternity because we observe pain, suffering, heartache, and difficulty only to usher them into an eternal separation from God? When the world gets to the place where life is measured by our standards or our mere words or comments or unusual circumstances, we have lost the understanding of what God died on the cross for in the person of Jesus Christ.